Welcome to the Carlin Loud Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, Sean, our guest today is Maggie Aylin.
It's a special guest, Rob.
But we call everyone a special guest. Everyone's special.
But they don't know that unless they listen to the show.
Oh, okay.
But you can't just start using the word guest now.
Well, I did, but...
Let's go back. Rewind.
Okay, rewind. We've got a special guest today, Sean.
We have a special guest.
Maggie Aylin. Welcome to the show, Maggie.
Thanks, guys, for having me.
Good. Now...
We have been trying to get Maggie on the show for a long time.
Yeah.
And she's often been busy or I think sometimes trying to dodge us a little bit. But it's great that she's here now in our plush studios.
Absolutely. I like the patting on the wall, Sean. I suppose that's from a past experience.
That's just to keep me in line.
Of course, your sister Natalie sort of... we've tried to get her on as well.
Natalie's definitely tried to dodge this.
No, we're definitely talking about that. Matt had her go and she replied. We're not even going to discuss it. She doesn't exist. We're just going to do our Maggie. And of course, why have we got Maggie here?
Well, Maggie, the main reason, of course, is the Adelaide Rush for the ice hockey. So tell us a little bit about the ice hockey.
Okay, so the Adelaide Rush is a newly formed club that participates in the AWIHL. We play in the summer and we verse Melbourne, Sydney, Queensland and newly formed team in Perth. Mm-hmm. So we'll participate in a tournament round robin, I guess you could say, over a number of weekends, and then we'll play a final series in one of the states and, yeah, compete for the cup, I guess.
And how have Adelaide Rush performed? Like, how have they gone this season, the last couple of seasons?
Okay, the last couple of seasons have been pretty disappointing, I guess one could say. It hasn't been, we haven't had a winning streak, to say the least. We are still developing our players. A lot of our senior players left just before Rush was formed because we were previously the Adelaide Adrenaline. And a lot of our senior players retired. So we had a lot of upcoming younger girls playing, and obviously that knowledge and the experience of playing for the AWIHL wasn't there. So, yeah.
Now, Megan, you're in your early 20s, but I recall you were doing roller hockey like more than a decade ago.
Yeah, I've been playing hockey, some form of hockey now for a little while and skating for a little while, but I think this will be my fifth season for like in the AWIHL. And, yeah, a few seasons before that, just playing local league hockey and, yeah.
Did you have a little break from ice hockey?
I did have a little break from ice hockey. I went to England for a year and lived over there.
What did you do over there?
I was participating in the GAP program run through my school, and I just worked at a boarding school over there and got to do some coaching. I did end up travelling to a local, well, it wasn't local, it was an hour and a half away, but a team in Hull. Who were happy to have me train with them and stuff, ready for me to go back home and play for the Rush. But, yeah, so I did have a little time off.
What's the standard of the ice hockey like in England compared to what you have here in Australia?
Prior to going to England, my view of English players was quite high. They were really tough competitors and they're really strong on the puck, and their way of playing is very impressive. And, I mean, I guess that continued when I went and played over there. So the league, well, the team that I was training with wasn't anything too high or anything, but it was still a really good team to compete against, and it taught me some definite, like, some valuable skills to bring back home and got me back into playing ready for the season. So, yeah, quite high-level hockey over in England.
Well, one question I must ask you now. Obviously, you have had involvement with netball. You currently coach netball. But why roller hockey? Why ice hockey? What sort of drew you to that particular sport?
Prior to playing hockey, my sister and I, who we're not mentioning, but we did artistic skating at the Gawler Rec Centre, and there was always an inline hockey training or a roller hockey training after our figure trainings, I guess you could say. So one day my sister and I joked around saying, oh, Mum, can we give that a crack? She was like, yeah, go on, like, you'll probably hate it. And then we ended up doing both for a little bit and then eventually got rid of one and went to the other. So
there's also roller derby.
He is.
Was that there when you were your artistic skating?
It was not really, not very prominent.
Is that something you considered? Because I think you could be pretty good at it. I could see you getting out there and
I don't know.
Having a good crack at roller derby.
I don't think I'm tough enough for roller derby.
I see the toughness. I think that you're okay. What name? We could come up with a name for Meggie.
Yeah.
You've got to have a special name.
Yeah, you do have to have a special name.
Mighty Megs.
I think something to do with more, I don't know, other pastimes that Meggie might have.
What would they be?
Well, tell us about some of the things you'd like to do. But when you're not, obviously,
ice skating.
Ice hockey and,
okay.
And being overseas and coaching netball.
Yeah.
What else do you get up to?
Well, I love playing any form of sport. So I play a lot of netball when I'm not playing hockey. I like to socialise with my friends and, like, don't mind doing a bit of cardio.
Any young woman that likes to socialise. Where's your favourite haunt in town? What is it? Do you have a place you hang out in town?
Yeah, it'd have to be the Woolshed. That's my...
Have you been there?
I don't think it existed when I was out and about.
You're missing out.
What sort of things are at the Woolshed? Like, it sounds like a country joint.
Yeah, one could say it's a bit of a country joint. It's got, you know, 5-odd dance floors of different sort of styles. My favourite's the classic dance floor with some old tunes.
A little bit of Ray Cyrus, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I love that sort of stuff. Scooting. Yeah, exactly that.
Mechanical bull, do they have one of them?
They do have a mechanical bull, you're right, yeah.
It's, I've never ridden a mechanical bull before.
I've heard it's good fun.
Is it?
I've heard.
Have you done?
Yeah, I have made an appearance on it, yes.
Have you lasted, what is it, 30 seconds or a minute?
I think in the real, it's 8 seconds. Like,
yeah, it's not very long. It's really not very long. I couldn't tell you how long it was for, but it wasn't very impressive.
So there's no real transfer from ice hockey to mechanical bull riding?
No, there's a fair few of us from the team, though, that do enjoy, like, a few cardio sessions there every weekend. Yeah, not every, I'm just kidding, it wasn't.
Is that what you call bull riding, cardio sessions?
No, just more the dancing.
Dance. That's what young people do today, Rob.
Well, do you?
On to dances when you're a young fellow.
Is a Jules bar still going in Hyman Street?
I think that probably burnt down.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know what that is, sorry.
Yeah, so there's been a few sort of places I used to sort of visit when in my younger days. I don't think any of them exist anymore. I mean, even my school, it doesn't exist anymore.
Well, that was back when the streets were still cobblestone.
I'm glad someone else remembers that.
Love that.
Now, you've had a chance to represent South Australia, like not only in the national hockey, but prior in when you were younger. So what are the opportunities that ice hockey and roller hockey have given you? Talk about some of the experiences you've had.
Well, it's given me the experience to be able to work with others and work well in a team with not only my sibling, but also with people that I wouldn't usually mix with, I guess one could say. It's also given me the opportunity to travel interstate and often overseas. It's great. I love it. I wouldn't be able to recommend any other sport more than hockey. It just is such a great community as well. Everyone's there for each other and looks out for one another. It's awesome, yeah.
I've been down to watch a couple of games, mm-hmm. which I've really enjoyed.
Yeah.
And I did notice that, like, there were a lot of people, the people helping there and mm-hmm. getting involved, and I would think of some of the men's team as well mm-hmm. involved.
Yeah.
And people seemed to be really enjoying themselves. The crowd loved it. They were really into it.
Yeah.
But it is a tough sport, isn't it, in that sense, because of being a smaller sport,
mm-hmm.
having to be able to pay for all your trips. I mean, even, like, now in the National League,
yeah.
getting around and playing interstate
mm-hmm.
must be a bit of a drain on costs.
Yeah, definitely. It's all self-funded unless you can find that one person that's happy to help contribute and sponsor you. So last year I was very lucky to be able to have someone sponsor me partially. Mum and Dad have always been there to help if they could, so that's helped a lot. But we do find that it's all mainly self-funded and that some people can't play for their state or for their national team due to costs. So, yeah.
It's a hard road.
What type of crowds do you get at the games? Like with the Adelaide Rush, do you get sort of like crowds of hundreds or thousands?
No, I wouldn't say that. I'd say that we could potentially fill the grandstands that are at the ice arena. It's different from state to state depending on how well broadcasted and how well known their team is. I would say that Melbourne Ice would be able to fill their stadium that they have there. They've got quite a number of seats, and maybe potentially Perth due to them being a new team and it being very new. But we could probably fill maybe a grandstand or just under.
What are we talking about?
I wouldn't be able to tell you the number. I would say
a couple of hundred people.
You reckon?
And they were really vocal. They were really. Yeah. I thought, well, I'm enjoying this. Yeah. I mean, I enjoyed watching the game, but
yeah.
I really enjoyed the crowd.
Yeah, they're very passionate, and they help us through a lot, and they're amazing people that support us. So we're really thankful to have them.
You know, one thing really unique about ice hockey, it always sort of gets me, is, you know, you get soccer, it's two halves. You get. Football, it's four quarters, but ice hockey has three periods. I mean, why is it three?
I cannot tell you why it's three. Each league will be different as to how, in terms of time frame, the game is run. For AWIHL, we play a bit different to what we would in the local league. From memory, it's either 15 or 20-minute periods and stop time in the last however many minutes. But like I said, it's different for every state and whatnot, so it's hard to say.
Yeah, we were talking about roller derby before, and I must ask you, do you spend much time in the penalty box?
Actually, I've never had a penalty in my life. What? I haven't.
Never?
Never, ever, no.
I watched you inside. There was that one of the girls from Victoria, and you guys were having a bit of a tussle.
Yeah.
In front of goal. I was still trying to understand the rules, but because I thought, why is that person over in the penalty box? I didn't really get it, but I thought you were giving a little bit in there.
Yeah, so I mean,
but that seemed obviously okay.
Yeah, it depends on what you're doing, I guess. Like, there's certain rules where if you hit someone from behind with two hands on your stick, that's not okay. But if you've got one hand, that's fine.
It allows you to swing a bit harder then.
And there's slashing and tripping and whatnot. So it just depends what you do and I guess what the referee sort of determines it being a penalty or not. So, I've never had one, touch wood. Hopefully won't get another, get one, but
I think you should. You should experience of your sport.
I don't want to have to miss out on gameplay.
Now, talking about your, I'm thinking you're a young girl, but as you said, it's a young team that you're part of. And you would be obviously if not the most experienced person in the team. Would that be fair?
I would say I'm the most experienced. I'm one that has been around for a few years. There's definitely more senior players than what I am. There's still things for me to learn. There's new position. I'm learning a new position to play. So for me, I feel like a newer member of the team still, and I do look up to those senior members that are in the team. In terms of age, though, I am getting on to be a senior member, I guess.
I wonder whether that you had to take on a real sort of mentoring role of helping bring those younger girls on.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone in the team that has been around for a few seasons and sort of has that sort of confidence will mentor and do what they can to help and give feedback. And the girls take that on really, really well because, I mean, we have girls as young as 14 or 15 playing with us in the senior team. So, it's up to us, I guess, to make them feel welcome and encourage them as much as we can because they're still obviously developing both physically and mentally. So we need to do what we can to keep the sport alive and, you know, make sure that they keep enjoying their hockey.
Yeah. And one of the things I noticed about your game was your ability and with your precision of your passing and putting the puck in position for people to be able to possibly score.
Yeah. Thank you. That's such a compliment.
It's such a difficult game. It's not okay, the puck's in the right position, but then it's not always easy for someone to come on to score.
Yeah, of course.
That's what I sort of, you get all excited. Now,
didn't get there.
You know, they give points for the players for the each goal that's scored, and you get a point for scoring a goal. You also get a point for assisting.
Yeah, so assists and second assists you can also score points on. So it's 1 point for each, and it can be, say, I pass to Natalie. Natalie passes it back to me and I score. I'd get 2 points. It would never happen. No, Natalie's the one that scores, not me. But, so technically I would have 2 points and she would have the one for assisting. So it's good in a way. Encourages teamwork, I guess, because you still get on the point ladder. So,
Now, just to finish off with, what has been your highlights? If you were to name the three biggest highlights in the sport, what would they be?
One of them would have to be when it was my first couple of seasons. Back then we were the Adelaide Assassins and Adelaide Adrenaline, and it would just have to be the experience and knowledge that was sort of passed down to me by those senior players, and how they sort of treated us and how encouraging they were. And that's definitely, helped me and shaped me into how I wanted to treat the junior players of our team now. Travelling would have to be another major aspect of the sport that everyone loves. The team is great. The off the ice and the attitudes and characteristics of everyone is just amazing. We all get on really well, and it's just really enjoyable to be around, and you get to experience something that not many people get to, which is wicked, yeah.
Well, thank you, Maggie. Our time's done. Hopefully,
good job Maggie's done today.
Yeah, well, hopefully next time when we have you on, we might get your sister Natalie on board.
We can try and hassle her a bit more.
So ends another Card Unload Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.